ABC Radio Australia.
The Solomon Islands government says it's making it easier for foreigners to do business in the country as it looks to attract more investment to boost economic growth to keep pace with a young and growing population. Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele told a business forum in Brisbane the private sector is central to his government's development agenda. Mr. Manele and his high-powered delegation pointed to the creation of special economic zones as proof of his government's commitment. Though others say hurdles remain for foreigners wanting to invest in the country. Liam Fox reports.
Jeremiah Manele reckons there's never been a better time to do business in the Happy Isles.
We meet at a moment of opportunity. The global economy is shifting. New markets are opening. And in our region, we face both challenges and tremendous opportunities.
And he had a clear message for the delegates at the Australian Solomon Islands Business Forum in Brisbane.
You are central to unlocking our development agenda. Government cannot achieve its transformation agenda alone. It is through partnerships with businesses that we will create jobs, build firms, and generate prosperity.
Just how important business is to the country's development was outlined by the Governor of the Solomon Islands Central Bank, Dr. Luke Farrow. He says economic growth has averaged around 3% per year for the last decade, but that's not enough.
We have a population growth rate of 2.4%. We need to grow at more than 5%. And if we do things differently and with your support, I'm sure, that will change the whole dynamics of growth.
Dr. Farrow says areas of business activity that will help boost economic growth include agriculture, resources, fisheries and tourism. He also highlighted the economic importance of the participation of Solomon Islanders in Australia's seasonal worker program, the PALM scheme, and the remittances they send home. While there have been complaints from other Pacific nations that the PALM scheme was causing local labour shortages and brain drains, Dr. Farrow says his country will happily supply more workers.
I view this as a brain gain for Solomon Islands. And in fact, I will encourage to the Australian government to take more from Solomon Islands. If there's a brain drain in other neighbouring countries, come to the Solomons and take how many people you want to take, 100,000 or more.
At the forum, the Minister for Commerce, Industry, Labour and Immigration, Henry Kumar, outlined the two pillars of the government's investment strategy. One is the creation of a new statutory body, the Investment Promotion Agency.
Its establishment will allow it to streamline investor registration, approval and monitoring under one coordinated structure, empower the authority to undertake productive promotion, investor servicing and help aftercare, and strengthen compliance mechanisms to ensure consistent and transparent application of the law.
The other pillar, Mr. Kumar says, is the creation of special economic zones where businesses will be given tax incentives, help with infrastructure, and what he calls regulatory flexibility to attract quality investments.
The special economic zone strategy aims to encourage industrial diversification and regional economic development, promote export-oriented industries and value-added manufacturing, generate employment and skill development for local communities.
While senior members of the government were eager to spruik the country as an investment destination, there was a plea to do more to cut bureaucratic red tape. Accountant Greg Sojnocki specialises in helping foreigners set up shop in Solomon Islands. He says the time it takes to register a foreign investment has been reduced from forever to less than 3 weeks, but getting work permits to bring in expat staff remains a major headache. Mr. Sojnocki also half-jokingly warned would-be investors about Honiara's notoriously bad traffic, which he says can impact business activity.
There's basically one road that goes from the airport all the way to the western side of the town, and it does lead to a lot of congestion and traffic, which impacts on investors and local people's ability to conduct business efficiently.
And that's Honiara accountant Greg Sojnocki, ending that report from Liam Fox.